USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Millions of Americans are hurting as COVID-19 lockdowns keep people from working and the expenses of life keep mounting. Is political motivation keeping the suffering front and center this election? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief bill to pass before Election Day. One of the main sticking points is how much money should be going to cities and local governments. And according to Republican Senator John Thune, it's Democrats that are wanting to wait until after the election to help the American people out.
Money for the post office, money for farmers. I mean, we've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution. And we want a solution.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
U.S. Democrat presidential challenger Joe Biden's assessment of Russia as the biggest threat to the United States national security was wrong and encouraged hatred of Russia. "We absolutely do not agree," Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters. "We can only regret that absolute hatred of the Russian Federation is spread in this way." The FBI is reminding people that scams increase this time of year. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has answers.
In a Saturday tweet from the FBI Las Vegas office, the Bureau identified three red flags you will see in a scam: demanding payment via gift cards, wire transfers, internet currency, or by mailing cash to resolve an issue, creating a sense of urgency that it must be handled now, and demanding secrecy from you in handling the problem. If any of these come up in a phone, email, or other private message conversation, disconnect and contact your local law enforcement office for assistance. I'm Wyatt Cox.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sure, the world watches as Judge Amy Coney Barrett faces her final hurdle to become a justice. Also on this historic day, NASA will have a special press conference about an exciting new discovery about the moon. The space agency has not revealed any details about the discovery, but said it could support deep space exploration. NASA will reveal the mystery at noon Eastern. World Series Game 5 goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Max Muncy was the ninth Dodger to home run in Game 5. He tells MLB some of the keys in the game.
It was a lot. Last night was obviously a little bit of a dud for us, but I think tonight really speaks to the volume of the guys we have in the clubhouse. You know, we were able to move past it. It didn't bother us. We went out and played our game tonight. I didn't feel like he was landing this curveball, and he went 3-1 heater, and I just thought I'd take a chance. Let's get the barrel out in front here in case he has a full count heater, and he put it right there for me. Mookie getting us started, that was kind of the whole game right there. He set the tone for us, and we just kind of carried it from there.
Game 6 is Tuesday, and Game 7 is Wednesday, if necessary, on Fox. The Colorado wildfires continue to burn. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News his accounts.
A catastrophic situation and scene I've never seen before in my entire life.
About a foot of snow Sunday is helping firefighters. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.